Chimijua lived in Abid Maloka, a long house shared by her parents and siblings and many of her extended family. That's the way everybody lived there on the banks of the mighty Amazon River. While the boys joined the men on their daily treks into the forest and up and down the river hunting and fishing, Chimijua and the other girls helped with the household chores and worked in the community's big, beautiful garden in a space cleared at the edge of the forest. Maize, sweet potatoes, taro, pineapples, papaya, plantains, quinara, and various citrus fruits gave the garden a concentrated collection of textures and colors found nowhere else in the jungle.